Time for Tassie time now.
Now, the latest news on Tasmanian racing.
Turk Warrior kicked out by 2.5, 3, now 4. What an exciting youngster he is. Turk Warrior goes down to win brilliantly.
Mystic Journey over the top takes the lead. She is what dreams are made of. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by an elixir of Porter.
Here's the inevitable flashing down the outside. Oh, the little champ's going to do them. First accused hit the front, but on the outside, the inevitable dash past and won brilliantly. Oh, gee, how good is he?
It's time for Tassie Time.
Matt Reed has all the winners and all the news as he joins us each Wednesday for Tassie Time. How are you, Matt?
Very well, Michael. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. It's the last of the Launceston night meetings tonight.
Yeah, it's always a bittersweet meeting, the last of the Lonnie nights, end of a long season. It seems like only yesterday the inevitable was winning the Newmarket, and here we are, it's nearly April and we're done and dusted. But we've got a pretty good card to finish the night there in Launceston. They've had a bit of rain, so track post is a soft 6 this morning. Decent weather forecast. I think we'll probably get an upgrade, and I'm sort of working on a 5 surface for the night.
All right. Adam Trinder's got a pretty strong hand in tonight. Have you got a couple of good things for us?
Yeah, Adam does. He had a couple that I'd actually had an early bet on that have come out, so that's disappointing. But first of my plays will start actually in the opening race. One I don't mind at a little bit of value, Michael, is race 1, number 3, Dutch Action. I've been following this horse at big prices with her last couple of starts. She's just been settling well back on off slow tempos and really only getting warm when the race was over. She finished alongside a horse called Montebianco last time, who won by a space in Hobart on Sunday. The market's caught up with her a little bit. She's not as big of a price as she has been in recent starts, but I think she appeals each way to open the program. Race 1, number 3, Dutch Action. And speaking of Dutching, I'm keen to play a couple in race 4 and take on the favourite Star Note, who I think is very short. First starter GG City Boy has trialled very well. Kelvin Sanderson, a returning veteran jockey, I think he's about 8 years since his last win. There's a big chance to get one on this first starter. And the other one I'm keen on there is Cora the Explorer, who I think I might have tipped to you a few weeks ago at a big price each way. She just got run off her legs there and ran on late for fourth. Up in distance suits, blinkers go on. I'm keen to play those two. Probably slightly heavier on Cora the Explorer, maybe sort of 60-40 split there, Cora the Explorer and GG City Boy in race 4.
All right, so race 1, number 3, race 4, the 2 bet strategy, 5 and 9. And look, it'd be fitting if GG City Boy could win after the passing of Paul Geard.
Yeah, absolutely. GG's Gemstone won the opening race in Hobart on Sunday, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. Trainer Stewie Gandy was sort of a bit too emotional to speak to Bev on Taz Racing TV after the race, and Siggy was fighting back tears. Siggy Carr, the winning jockey. She, of course, a Hobart winning jockey for Paul and Elizabeth Geard on Gigi's Black Flash back in the day. And, yeah, he's just been an absolute titan of the thoroughbred industry down here for the best part of 2 decades, as Paul, who along with Elizabeth Geard are responsible for all the GGs that have been racing in Tasmania for a long time now. And sure, everyone would know of the GG's colours and some of the good horses that they've had. And, yeah, potentially another smart one in GG City Boy tonight in Launceston. But Paul's funeral will be held in Hobart here tomorrow, and I'm sure there'll be a huge crowd there, and there's no doubt he leaves a big hole in the industry.
Yeah, there is no doubt at all. Condolences to the family and all those involved, and hopefully the GGs will perform well, as they always do again tonight. Easter Cup harness as well. And speaking of Easter, you've got all 3 codes that are racing on Good Friday.
Yeah, it's a very, very hectic time for Tassie racing down here over Easter, Michael. We've got Easter Thursday, a huge night of greyhound racing. And then we've got a dual code harness greyhound program in Hobart on Good Friday. I think there's about 16 races between the two, a twilight 5:30-ish start, and then a thoroughbred program in Launceston on Good Friday as well. I think we'll have 9 races there. It starts around midday, but all the clubs involved do a great job of providing on-course activities. I know from my time going up to do the Launceston races, there's always an Easter egg hunt. They've got Peter Rabbit up on the big screen. There's a huge crowd there. So plenty of racing over Easter. And yeah, the Group 3 Easter Cup meeting for Harness is on Easter Saturday. So that's next Saturday week. The first of those heats was last Sunday night, taken out by Like a Wildfire for Emma Stewart. The favourite there actually broke the Launceston track record. And we've come up pretty light on numbers for the second heat. There's only a field of six, but recent Tassie Cup winner Where's the Gold for Emma Stewart is there as well. So, look, she made Easter Cup night her own last year. Something like eight or nine winners on that program, and she's likely to have a very strong hand again in 2023.
Good on you, Maddie. Have a great week.
Thanks, Michael. Speak next week.